April 25th, 2017. Spring tidings. I don't know about where you are, but the warmth and buzz of spring has finally swept across the Pacific Northwest and up here to Vancouver Island. I'm finding it hard to do anything other than birdwatch or wander the local forests and beaches on these jarringly sunny days. Alas, I must eat and be responsible/productive in other ways as well. Here at my grandfather's home on Hummingbird Hill, I awake to birds singing and fall asleep to a chorus of frogs. Since he passed, his garden has lost much of its original luster, but remains a sanctuary for birds and deer on the slope below. Among the regulars are towhees, juncos, chickadees, robins, sparrows, and, of course, hummingbirds. Meanwhile, ravens, hawks, bald eagles, and vultures compete for food and territory in the surrounding forest overhead, along with the occasional hoot of an owl. The nearby waters and migratory bird sanctuary host great blue herons, hooded mergansers, loons, buffleheads, pipers, gulls, swans, ducks, and of course, Canada geese. I've yet to invest in a proper new camera, but have had some success with the crude but effective method of snapping photos with my phone through my binoculars. Here are some of the results. Spotted towhee, hooded merganser, a happy chickadee at one of my grandpa's birdhouses, spot the hummingbird, white-crowned sparrow, spot the warbler, chipping sparrow in the sun, a great blue heron fishing, a group of yellowlegs, a hawk above Hummingbird Hill, one of my raven neighbors mid-croc and then taking flight, a bald eagle patrolling the border. That's the Olympic Peninsula on the other side of the water. And on and on. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you about my ill-fated return to the Sou'wester. Ha. So, before I made my way up to Vancouver Island, I decided I wanted to make a quick trip back down to Seaview to stay at the Sou'wester again. It helped that they had a special deal going on. Well, this time I decided to try camping there, which sounded so wonderful in my mind, but the reality of a late coming spring set in with cold weather and buckets of rain, which woke me on the first night and leaked into my tent. Needless to say, I didn't sleep very well, and in the morning suddenly decided to postpone my envisioned Sou'wester return to another time, and instead use the opportunity to explore other parts of Washington for a few days. But before leaving Seaview, I happened to stop in a touristy curio shop which my mom insisted I check out called The Marshes, and was rather amazed to find a collection of coin-operated mechanical instruments and other fascinating relics from the 1800s, and couldn't help but wonder whether you'd somehow seen them during your stay there. Though many of them were in need of maintenance, it was quite magical to encounter them near the Sou'wester, of all places. Here are a couple of clips I recorded. The rest of the journey ended up being wonderful, and I'll spare you most of the details. But I did end up staying with a fellow birder at one point, discovering a few lovely wildlife refuges along the way, and, despite the rainy weather, doing some birding. If you ever have the chance to visit the Julia Butler Hansen Refuge for Columbian White-Tailed Deer, not all that far from Seaview, do. In addition to the deer, it's ripe for birding. Right when I entered, I had a rare sighting of a great egret, which promptly flew away before I could snap a close-up, and landed far off in the distance. So this is the best that I could do. Have fun at Moogfest. Sincerely, Sean. Align yourself with scavengers.